See, the procedures are given for, I just wanted to record it. Sometimes I forget to switch off, sometimes I forget to switch on also. In case I forget also the where I have lived, sometimes I'll keep it. So, as you see, Lalita Sahasranama per se, it contains the essentials of the complete Devi Upasana, what we call as a supermarket. That is, everything supermarket of Devi Upasana is found in Lalita Sahasranama, which you will not find in any other Sahasranama. If you want to know how the Devi is born, it will be there. When to do puja, it will be there. How to do her yantra, how to design it will be there. Then on what days you should do it should be there. So, which you will not find in other Sahasranama. Now, the explanation comes here for how we should perform the, what are the flowers that we are supposed to use it. Even though there are a lot of flowers, certain flowers and certain patras are leaves, they are designated to be used for a specific god or goddesses. Have I covered this for you? No. Have I covered this point? No. Right?
No.
Now, what happens is, now, today, the habit, the practice which people follow in performing Devi Puja is to use hibiscus flower or arali, then they use rose, then they use a lot of other flowers. In effect, but actually, the three flowers are recommended by Hayagriva in his Sambhadana with Agastya. Of course, there are other flowers which are being mentioned later in the Parashruti. The top best in Sanskrit for any action, for any thing which you are supposed to do, the solutions or whatever practices we have to do, we are always classified into three levels. One is called Uttama, the second is Madhyama, and the third is Adhama. So, Uttama is the Sreshta, that is, it is the best. The best flowers are being recommended here. What are these three flowers that Hayagriva is recommending for the performance of Archana to Devi? The first one is Tulasi. And the second is Bilvapatra, and the third is Lotus. Now, Bilvapatra, all of us know, is to be used only for Shiva. And Tulasi should be used only for Mahavishnu. Tulasi Patra should be used only for Vishnu. But you'll be surprised to know that there is one or two Vaishnava temple where Bilvapatra is used to worship Shiva, being offered to Vishnu. Bilvapatra, yes. That is one of the rarest cases. I don't know whether many people are aware. In Tirupati, it is being offered to Venkatachalapati. The reason why certain flowers and patras are given to certain deities is based on the qualities that are ascribed in Saguna Swarupa to the particular deities. For instance, in the case of Vishnu, the persona of Vishnu is portrayed as one who is in the Kshira Sagara. He is in a Kshira Sagara, in ocean of milk. As you know, it is very, very cold. When somebody has already cold, you don't give him something already colder. That is how in Indian system of worship, we take all these things personally as we do it for our own. Now, the Bilvapatra is very cold. So, that should not be offered to Vishnu. Whereas, Tulasi is hot. Tulasi is hot, which you offer, right, for Vishnu. You don't offer the coal which is Bilva. And the other way, Shiva is always in Smasana and his color is also red. His red color is slightly duller than that of Devi. That is, she is Sindhurarana Vigraham Saninayanam. So he is slightly different. His color is slightly tinged with slight white also will be there. The man who is already hot, you don't offer something which is hotter, that is also Tulasi. So you always give Tulasi. Bilva. Bilva is very cold. Therefore, this is how all the devatas are being given. Arga. Arga is mean, no? You have grass is being given to Ganesha because the personification of elephant. Similarly, everything goes. Now, the next question we will have is that, if this be the case, how is it we are offering whatever is being offered to Vishnu and whatever that is being offered to Shiva is also offered to Devi? Because it is hot, you say, Devi Sitagne Kunda Sambhuta Deva Gari Samudyata, she comes from fire. She is already hot. You are still giving her Tulasi. Then again, if so, that is Vishnu. Second, the guna also doesn't tally. The second point is, you are offering Bilva, but she is only Shakti, where is Shiva? The answer is, the first answer is, there are different levels of the Devi. The most common level which we find is that Gauri Rudra, that is, or Uma and Shiva, the name which we use, that is Gauri Rudra, is normally the first level of pair. So these are the deities which we worship. The next level, so these have this worship. The next level is the Adi Parashakti. That Adi Parashakti is that devata who assigns the different functions to different devatas to run the entire cosmos. But even in Adi Shakti, when she takes an avatar, either in the form of Rudra or in the form of, they are only an amsa of Adi Devi. See, remember that we are in Sri Vidya Upasana class. So, when she is manifesting herself in the form of Rudra or Gauri or in the form of Lakshmi or in the form of Lakshmi Narayana or in the form of Brahma or Saraswati, there is a tinge of Rajasic Guna being present. Because Rajasic Guna is a guna, a quality which makes one act. For example, you take the avatars of 12 avatars of Vishnu. He acts. Action is born only, aggressive action is born only of Rajoguna. You take Parashurama, Rama, Krishna, Dattatra, everybody you take, all avatars. Even Devi, wherever she is supposed to have manifested, including Sati, she was driven by passion. See, she should know, she is not realized this. She is only an amsa of Paradevata. She was not aware. Otherwise, she would not have had this attachment, feeling that she was separate from Shiva. And that that her father is insulting Shiva. And there was somebody who is a father to her also. So that is the level from the Parakshita, Adi Parakshita level also has that presence of Rajoguna is present. But higher than that is the Lalita Tripura Sundari Devi. It is absolutely Suddha Siddha Tattva. And it is along with Shiva. Both of them are totally at rest. And here it is only Suddha Siddha Tattva. The Suddha Siddha Tattva is that Tattva which is common to both Shiva and Shakti from Saiva Siddhanta concept, which is also found in Shiva Upasana. Shiva, as I said earlier, contrary to what is being found in Sankhya system and Sri Vaishnava or anything, and also in Shaktam, what happens is Shiva is become an inner principle Devi becomes the active principle. Devi acts. Whereas in Sankhya system, the Purusha acts. In Vaishnava system, Purusha acts. Now the difference here is that when we say that the one most important feature of this is that there is absolutely no different entities called as Shiva and Shakti. They are two sides of the same coin because she occupies the left side of Shiva. Therefore, in our daily practices, if somebody, husband and wife, go out and if they prostrate before elders, the wife should always be on the right side of the husband. A woman should never sit on the left, stand or sit for any auspicious or inauspicious occasion on the left side because that seat is always reserved for Devi. So, that is the reason.
So, usually during puja and all,
it will be on the right side.
Ask us to sit in the left side.
That is when you are sitting here, he should be on the side. If your husband should be on to your left. Because Shiva has given the... If you are sitting here, on your right side should be on your right side. Let's say I am sitting here. That is, you should not be onto the left side of your husband. Now, you put it this way. If your husband is here, now you are sitting, you just imagine that your husband should be sitting this side. This side you should be. You should be on to his right. You are here. Now you can see you are here. Now your husband should be here. Okay? That's all. That is the procedure. Even Shastra, even without your knowing, our culture is so great, without your knowing, automatically you will be doing it. If you watch any function, you will automatically know. This I wanted to say, this is more one of the most important reasons why people should not stand under the left side is the reason because Shiva, that seat is reserved for Devi. Now, now this Devi, one second. The Devi is the flowers. I have explained to you the reason for using a specific flower. Now, both these flowers are being used for one more reason. All these three flowers, that is, one is Padma, another is Tulasi, Padmam, Tulasi, and Babilvata. Reason is, these are the only three flowers which can be reused after using it for one archana. Because they have no for every puja because they have no dosha. Once the puja is over, when the nirmalya, when the flowers are being removed from the deity, one has to perform the asamana, then you can clean it with clean water, reuse it for the deity. The one slight modification is there for Padma. Sometimes Padma will wither away. So if it has withered, you shouldn't use it. Whereas if you take Tulasi or Bilva, it can be used, reused. That is also another reason why it is being used. Incidentally, even for medicinal effect, both are very good. That is Bilva and Tulasi. But one has to ensure that we should not be taking both these at the same time. Tulasi and Bilvapatra should not be consumed directly. There are certain foods in Ayurveda and even for puja when they are not supposed to be consumed together. For example, equal quantity of cow's ghee and a quantity of cow's ghee, pure cow's ghee, and the same quantity of pure honey. If somebody consumes it, they will die maximum within 48 hours. It is poisonous. So, honey, pure honey and cow's ghee should not be consumed directly. This is just an information. So, these are the three flowers which can be used for the puja of Lalita Devi. Satya Prasatam Gurude Tatta Simhasaneshwari Shakradirajam Abhyarcha Japshwa Pancha Dashacharim. What are you supposed to do? You are supposed to do it first, the regular puja. After that, you have to do the japa, that is panchadasacharya, that is, you have to do that 15 letters, what is being given to you, your guru. After that, you should do the parayana of Sri Lalita Devi. This is the standard procedure that has to be followed. What is the standard for procedure for puja? The standard procedure for puja, have I explained to you in detail, standard procedure for any puja? No. I'll explain. Now this has come anyway, it has to be said when we are talking about Sri Lalita Devi. Now for Lalita Devi, there are three levels in which you can do puja. First level is that Samayachara, mentally you are doing it. Second is Andarmukha, Bahirmukha. Andarmukha is that you are doing it internally, it is the same thing. Bahirmukha is what you are doing outside by having this Chodasavachara, like, you know, Naivedya, Dupa, Diva, everything you are doing. And the third one, here also you are doing the Yantra Puja, that is Sri Chakra Puja. These are the three levels that has to be done. Here, one more important point, one is chanting, that is Parayana. One more is the japa, which you do it in mind. Japa is that which is being done in your mind, where the lips do not move. So the procedure for Sri Lalita Devi Puja is that you have to do the japa first. After that, you have to do the archana of Sri Lalita Devi with Sahasranama to the Sri Chakra and complete the Sahasranama. But even for that, there is again, this is not as simple as that for any puja. For every puja, certain standard SOP is always there. Standard operating procedures are there. First thing, the initial things, all of you know how to keep that puja room clean, and then whenever you light a lamp, the light should not be facing north, and you should be facing northeast, and the devata should be facing either east or you should be facing north. These are the only directions. After that, I have written in detail in my blog, you can read how to do puja. I am just giving a basic idea. After that, when you light a lamp, the vikvi, if you normally, there should be two lamps which you should light. Otherwise, you should use in the same lamp minimum 2 wicks. A single wick should not be used. Ideally, Panchamukha Deepa is ideal. It is 5 wicks should be ideal. But the problem is that if you use Panchamukha Deepa, what would happen is sometimes it will start consuming more of gingerly oil. That means it will suddenly go dry. And incidentally, it may add one point. Today, a lot of, as I used to say, misinterpretation. The ideal oil to be used is Manchinuna. That is, only gingerly oil should be used. No question of some jokers coming and then 5 oils mixed up, some special packet is coming. Somebody says you have to use ghee. No. Standard is only Manchinuna. In Telugu, it is called, in Kannada, Olle Enne, in Tamil they got Nal Enne, in Malayalam also it is called Nal Enne, which is taken out of Til, Ill. So Tilam, it has been taken from Ill. The reason why that is considered to be important is it is the first food cereal that is produced in the universe. It is not rice or it is not gothi, your wheat. It was produced in the Prithvi first, and the first woman who was created out of that, and it has become, it is black in color, similar, that is why there is, one of the apsaras is named as Tilottama. So that is the reason why Tila is used for Aparakarya. So that is most sacred. So that is the reason why this gingerly oil is to be used in 2 phases, and all the puja dravya should have ganda, and also your kunkuma has to be applied on all the puja, including your bell, panjapatra, udrani, plate, everything should be done. And one should not sit on the ground. One should always sit on a asana. Ideal asana is a darbhasana. I have got darbhasana at my home. If you do not have that, you can always use it ordinary mode. And even if you are sitting there, your feet should not be touching directly the ground. It should not touch directly. It should be directly, if you are sitting in a darbhasana, everything should be within that. The other thing, you know, the basic process are there. But in actual exercise of this puja, the procedure is before when you start doing it, initially what you are supposed to do, you will have to do the Ganesha puja. Ganesha should be given the avagana. He is being invited to be present. Then we just invite him to our house, and then we do the Anga puja with mantras. Then again, we give him Anga puja, then first we give him the snana. All those things won't take time, hardly 15 minutes everything will be over. Only the name is big. You offer him food. How you treat a guest, he has to be treated. After that, we tell him, and you give him a minimum naivedya, Shobhanadhe Kshemaya Punaragamja. Okay, it is very good. You have come to our house, please wait for some time. I am going to do puja for Deva. No, it is for any other Deva. Devata, we are going to do. Then we will have to start the puja or for the Deva or the Devi, whatever you are going to do. Even then, first thing, the Devi has to be it. First thing, before doing that, you have to, what you have to do, you should do the Kalasa puja. You have to do the Kalasa, then you have to the mango leaves to be there, flowers, all those things have to be kept there. Then after the mantras are there, minimum mantras are there, if there are a lot of time is available, ideally Sri Rudra can be chanted. And the water has to be sprinkled on self and the puja dravyas, and all the, if you are doing it in house, it can be sprinkled. After that, then the Devi should be asked to be present in your place. Devi Avahana will take place. When the Devi Avahana takes place, again her Uvajaras will be done, Pada Pujas will be done. Again, it won't take much time. After that, you will start the puja for Devi. So what is that puja you will do for Devi? The first puja which you shall be doing for the Devi will be the japa which has been given to you by your guru. That is mentally chanting it number of times whatever he has assigned to you. See, supposing he has given about 10 akshara, whatever akshara he has given. If he has asked you to chant, say, about 50 times a day or 100, you chant it once you finish it. After you finish it, you start. In the meanwhile, you will have the Sri Chakra, everything, you've done that, everything has been given. Even in the Devi, when you are asking it to be present there, then Gandham Samarpayami, Gandham Darayami, Harjana Chunam Sarpayami, all the things are there. If not possible that time, you could always do it at the time of preparation while making the photo itself. Then, when you start offering the flower, you can start the flower, and the flower should never be, when you are keeping it on a plate, that plate should not be resting on the ground. It should be resting on a pita. It should not be kept on the ground. Then you do that. When you offer the archana flower, flowers should be picked up only this way. And then it should be done this way. Flowers cannot be picked up like this, cannot be thrown. Flowers, archana has to be submitted, not thrown. Even temples, you see, you know, you just don't throw it. So you take it. The bhavana is a mudra. It is being taken like this. Then it is off. Automatically, it comes. If you have that, it has to be drawn like this. So after the puja is over, then everything is over. Then what you are supposed to do? Deeparatana. Deepa, you have a lot of other shodasavachara is there. 6 you can do, 16, 32. That's a vistara. Even Ekadupam Darshami, 1 deepa. Before that, you would have made arrangements for Naivedya. As far as the Devi is concerned, the Naiva, only 2 or 3 items. 1, Payasana Priya, Pasuroga Bhayangari. Number 1. The second is Haridra Anna. Haridra Anna means, what do we think? What is Haridra Anna?
Dadyojanam or Ghee Rice.
Now that is our interpretation. Technically, Aridra means in Sanskrit is Kunkuma. So the rice, pure Kunkuma, is being mixed in the rice and then offered to her. Now what we are doing is that we start whatever we like. Haridhana Raika, Pashloka Bhayankari. So Haridhana means only with Kunkuma, pure Kunkuma. But we may not be able to consume it, we can take it only, partake it. Because if you go to a village deity, many people do think that it is different. So when you go to Yellamar, some, you know what we call as village deities in the villages, there you walk, they will offer only this. They won't offer your our style of ghee, everything. They will simply take, you know, kunkuma, mix it with rice. You just next time if you go, you have your native village, you go and see what they are doing is correct. What they are doing is correct. And more, and another thing is, there are other things also. You can offer the that is your sakkare pongal. That is, you mix it with payasana. But in payasana also, don't make the semiya payasana. Only rice you have to do.
Rice
with jaggery, yes. Not white sugar. And also, for sakkare pongal, you know, sweet pongal, you can offer with godame, that is, you have cashew nut. And another thing, dadhyanna sakta radhya. Dadhyadana you can give. In dadhyadana, you should not add green chilies. That is, you call it, you don't season. Green chilies you should not add. Otherwise, the highest is Mahanevidya. Annam, Pappu, Ajyam, finish. That is called always Mahanevidya. But that food could be cooked after one takes bath. And the prasada should be offered to the deity in full. I've seen people offering it as if the god is going to take away whatever food they make. They take it from the cooker. They take it in a small plate and then offer, keep it. No, you are not supposed to do it. The reason why we offer naivedyam is that the guna dosha nivrata. See, anything that is produced but is found in the nature has some guna dosha, some faults in the quality of the good. So that, and the food which you offer should be so hot that the vapor should be coming out. And the food should not be offered in full, which you shouldn't keep it open. It should be covered up so that you know, the vapor should be coming out. Because the sastra say it is being taken away. The rasa is being taken away. That rasa, that gunadvesha, that guna vihara is taken away. And the second reason why the naivedya is being done is that whatever we are offering to God is because of His or Her grace. So it is thanking them. Second, the third most important, whatever you are using today, rice, anna, anything whatever you offer, is not, you have not manufactured it, you have not produced it. Somebody has produced it and then you have bought it in a rice. BM, you brought rice from the shop, you cook, but you do not know whether the farmer got the right price for the rice, no, for his paddy. So he will have that curse, he will have that mental agony. See, my understanding is that I have a cousin brother who is about 90. He used to say, he is a mirador, he owns lots of land in Tamil Nadu near Tanjore district. So he has more than 200, 300 acres. He used to say, farming is so difficult today for farmer, for every year he is forced to sell 1 acre for the simple reason if they don't get the price. Right? So if he doesn't get the price, what about the laborers? So they don't get much money, no? So they will, that anguish will be there. That anguish will reflect on the produce they make. Now the guna dosha nivritti we give to God. See, we don't know, we have bought it. If there is any curse, if there is any ill feeling, if somebody has been hurt in the production of this grain and food, please take care of it. That is the reason why we offer the Naivedya. So Naivedya is not something, as if we have no other job and then we do it, give it to God. What is it? No. There is a reason for it. Because if you observe in your life also carefully, if your mind is disturbed, if you are mentally worried, when you cook, the food will be horrible. You can't eat. You just can't eat it. Because it will reflect. Any food, your mental thoughts, your mental vibrations, it affects the quality of food. It is scientifically proved also. But our sastras have anticipated this. And the sastras define how one should take food. From whose hands one, who should, how a man, from whom one, a man should take his food. A man is given only three choices. The first choice is you have to cook yourself. Second is you have to eat from your prepare a food prepared by Swayambhaga. Second, the food prepared by your mother. The third is food prepared by your daughter. That's all. You are not supposed to, a man is not supposed to take food from any other source. Here you will find it surprisingly, this doesn't include wife. We don't know. Because the explanation for this is that these are the three people. You leave it to them. Three people, including yourself, who are really interested in you. Because that is Ratha Sundam. Wife or husband is only a bandham. It is not Sundam. It is an acquire. But these things, Sundha, Ratha, it has come. It is determined by God. You do not choose your parents. You do not choose your siblings. You do not choose your children. Even though for other relationship, even though you have a choice, even though the presence of divinity is there, even that an iota of chance is present to you in choosing your friends, in choosing your husband. But these parents, children and brothers, absolutely, brothers and sisters, absolutely, we have no choice. So that is how the pujas have to be done. The next question one asks, now when we do that, what naivedya also we have done? Then the two things he has already explained. The first thing he has explained is that what are the flowers which you should do? And the second is how frequently we should do. How frequently is that? You should do it on every day. Then, what are the other things? Chakra, dhirajam, abhyarshya, japtva, panja, jasakshane. As I said, before proceeding to the parayana, you have to do the panja jasakshane mantra as given by your guru. Japande kirtaye nityam itam nama sahasrakam. Sangarchane sanke yatpalam tad avapniyat upadade surandinyah padai daptayo hi saha idam nama sahasram kirtiye nitya karmavade sakra rajarchanam devya japo nam nam jakirtanam bhaktasya kritya medhavade anya daptayam viduhu bhaktyavashya vidamyam nama sahasra kirtanam. These sloka and sahasra nama have to be regularly done as a nitya karma anushtana, as your daily duty, which ought to be done just as you brush your teeth. So there is no question of choices. I will do during Navaratri, I will do during on Purnami, or I shall do only on Fridays, I will do only on Tuesday. No. If somebody wants to do it, this is the procedure. Beyond that, if somebody wants to do in any way they want, then sastras are keeping quiet. That's all. If you go to your doctor, doctor gives you medicine. If you are given an antibiotic, see, you have, say, I had the last 1 week, I had this throat issues. Medicine prescribed to me, of course, we have a lot of doctors, I mean, students who are studying in this class. They take so much of care, they prescribe. And when they tell me, you take this azithromycin 500 mg once a day. The second course is first day you take, other option is, one is 500 mg per day, same time every day you should take for 3 days, or first day 500, or the next 3 days 250 mg. So you have to do that. That is how Vada Shastra is. The doctor is least bothered. If you eat, you will be cured. If you don't, if you just after 500 grams, first day your throat gets clear, you stop it, what will happen? Your infection is not cured, again it will attack you. The danger, most dangerous thing will be if the same azithromycin will not be effective when you take it for a second time. Similarly, whenever the doctor is not bothered, right? It is Hinduism. See, these are the procedures that are being made to give you results. Just a certain procedure is being given to you, how to cook. For cooking, there are certain, why should I do it? Okay, don't do it. The food will be horrible for people to eat. Therefore, if there is a compromise, Hinduism will not curse like other religions. Krishna has never curses anybody in Bhagavad Gita. See, contrary to what this is called, because I am not really convinced about how they propagate. It is not Christianity. Bhagavad Gita is not Bible. Bhagavad Gita is such a great book. Krishna never says you should only worship me. He says if you come to me, that is what does he say? Sarva dharman parijyasya mam eva charanam braja aham tva sarva papebhyo moksham ishyami masucha. What he says, you leave all the duties, that is all the dharma, whatever you are supposed to do, then sarva dharman parijyasya mam eka charanam braja, I am the only refuge, then I will give you, relieve you of all your sins and give you moksha. Mam eka ayamuli, he never says you should not worship anybody. After doing everything, around in the 16th, in the toward the close of the 18th chapter, Krishna says Arjuna, tells Arjuna, Arjuna, I have taught you the most secrets of the Vidyas, but it is left to you to decide what is suitable for you. That is the approach of Hinduism. But whereas when we find that, now what I am saying about ISKCON is that in their oversea, they say you don't worship any god. Everybody is Mahavishnu. See, it's not there. You need not promote Mahavishnu. Who are we to promote Mahavishnu? Who are we to promote Devi? Everyone, see, this is the broad spectrum of Indian philosophy. We don't practice it. Now you have come and started taking this, see, with your phone. I am telling you, this is how it should be done. That's all. If you don't do it, it is left to you. I will never force you. Whenever somebody, Vishnu Sahasrama, I am speaking, right? So by conviction, I am Advaitin. I am seeing the way I am saying this is this. By conviction, I am an Advaitin. And by my upasana is Sri Rudra. But my Ishta Deva is Devi. Then my Kula Devata is Subramanya Prampani. So why so much, it is not contradiction. It is human nature. So if I feel like seeing my mother, I will straight away go to Tirukkadavu. See, if as of Kula Devata, I have to go to Palani, I will go once a month. Rudra, whenever I feel like, I will sit down and go. And that's all, there is no difference. Vishnu Sahasrama, when I am talking, then there my lecture will be only focused on Lakshmi Vishnu Sahasranama, where I will be quoting from Lalita Sahasranama. In Lalita Sahasranama, I will be quoting Vishnu Sahasranama, I will not suffer. Why I am saying is that, that Samatva Bhavana is the only way in Hinduism people should understand it in the proper perspective. Even in Devi Upasana, they are very clear in saying, no? Srishti Gartri Brahma Rupa, Gopri Govinda Rumani, Sambharani Rudra Rupa, Tirodhana Garishwari, Sadasiva Anugrata Panchakritya Parayana. What is the meaning? That is, in exercise of the functions of creation or manifestation of the universe, Brahma. Then again Vishnu, then Shiva, then Sadashiva. In all aspects he is present. If he is working Brahma as Vishnu, he works no problem. Indirectly it goes. Even Krishna says the same thing. What is he? In whatever form you worship me, I come and present yourself and give you whatever moves you want, whatever you like, in that form. Finally, one beautiful sentence is there. Akashat patitam doyam yata gacchati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaraha kesavam pratigacchati. Water comes, it may come as a rain. The water that comes from the clouds in the form of a rain, it comes as a river, and also it goes through in a rivulet, and also it is in a tank, and it is also in a ditch. But finally, where do they all go? Yata gacchati sagaram. All those things go and join the ocean. Similarly, in whichever devatas you worship. Sarva deva namaskaraha kesavam, it reaches only Kesava. The term Kesava does not only mean Krishna. Kesava means ka represent Brahma. Va is the vashatkara Vishnu. Sa refers to Ishvara, the three, though Trinity goes. So, this is the samatva bhavana one has to approach. Now, this is the Nitya Karma. Then, the next sloka, Vakdevir Vachani Mugyaha Samahuyate Abravid Vakdevada Vachanyadhyaha Shrunudvam Vachanam Mama. Devi immediately says, she calls out her devata, that is Vakdevis, that is, these are the eight devis, are the eight devis are the Vakdevis. Vakdevi are the sabda expression, one of the aspects of Devi in terms of expressing the sound. These eight devis are mentioned and the devis inform these Vakdevata, please recite my Sahasranama for the benefit of the people. As I said earlier, the Lalita Sahasranama was earlier released by Shiva himself, and on the suggestion of the Devi, it was not being made public, and on the ground that Bandasura was effective then, and if he had started practicing it will be to the detriment of the Deva. So that is why later it is being released. This is how this is being released. And the Devi says, now it is the right time, you release it. And she is addressing the Devi. Now she is addressing her Vakdevatas. These Vakdevatas are, there are eight Vakdevas. They are called Vashani, Kameshwari, Modini, Bimala, Aruna, Jayani, Sarveshwari, Kauli.
Sarveshwari,
so, in Kaulini, you also had Kaulini is the Kaulamanda Satpara Sevita. Kaulini is an Ugra Sarupa. That will come at a later date. Now, these Vakdevis represent the eight stages of the Siddhi of the Mantra. That we will do it later. Now, the Devani, the stages of the Mantra Siddhi. Any sound whichever you make, it has a different intonation, and each sound elevates you to another level of spiritual realization. So these Devis represent the Nada Swarupa of Devi. It is, they are nothing but the Devi himself in her aspect of sound. Now these Devis start reciting this. This recitation was done in the place called Thirumeyyur, which is about 1 hour run from Kumbakonam, about 45 minutes from Mayavaram. It's a very, very small village, and you have a very, very beautiful Lalita Devi temple is there. And the sloka, I mean, this was chanted by the Vakdevis in Thirumeyyur. And she says,
that place in specific, why are you saying about it in specific,
Guru? That is how the Puranas very clearly mentioned, Lalita Sahasrama was born here. That is where it's a very, very small and a beautiful Devi will be there. Lalita Sahasrama was chanted, just like the Vishnu Sahasrara was released in Kurukshetra, Lalita Sahasrara was born in Thirumeyyur. It is a very, very small Thirumeyyur.
Okay.
Yeah, I will share you the article.
Write it down.
I have got an article. Thirumeyyur, Thirumeyyur. C-H-U-R. You can just add it, Ramani's blog, you will get the article. You can get the article. So I mean, as you deny, I also go there. No, it's a very beautiful temple. That is where it is being recited. Near to that, there is a temple for Pundotam. In Tamil, Pundotam means it's a god. That is, there is a temple we have for Saraswati. That is the only temple in the world totally dedicated to Saraswati. So even in Vidya, you can go. That's the belt. Somebody, one of the students, I mean, from Singapore, she is coming in December. She said, "Uncle, you will have to take me." Okay, I said, "Take it." She said, "Because I will be going, because this area, this bell contains most important temples, very, very small temples. Because most of the time, we go to very, very big temples. Say, for example, if you talk about temples in South India, first thing that comes to mind is Tirupati, then Palani, then Tiruchendur, then Kalahasti. Then for 5 or 10 temples, but actually, more ancient temples, more powerful temples, more temples which are historically more important, they are present and they give you excellent results also. Right? So this is one such temple, Tirumeshwar. Very, very, actually you have about, the population may not be even 2000 or 3000. It's a very small place, very, very, very small place. Okay, so this, up to this level, we have come to the shloka number 31. The 31 is the Purvanga. We have the sloka up to 51 in